Analysis of essentiality within protein networks. Abstract: prediction of proteins' essentiality is one of the most important goals in biological and pharmaceutical research. Previous work has shown that essential proteins tend to have more interaction partners. Here, we first expand the analysis to other important topological parameters within a much bigger interaction data set. We find that, in general, essential proteins have much more interaction partners than non-essential ones. And they often appear in the regions of the networks where proteins associate with each other more tightly. Moreover, the average graph theoretic distance between essential proteins within the interaction networks significantly shorter than that between non-essential proteins. Furthermore, we use marginal essentiality to measure the effects of the non-essential genes on the fitness of the cell. Interestingly, we find a roughly linear relationship between all topological parameters and their marginal essentialities. In particular, we find the more marginally essential a protein is to the cell, the more interaction partners it tends to have, the higher the connectivity is where the protein is in the networks, the more direct the effects of the protein on others. We also perform similar analysis within the regulatory networks, and find that transcription factors with more targets tend to be more critical to the viability of the cells. However, essential proteins on average do not have too many regulators. Our analysis obviously discovers several useful features related to proteins' essentiality. On the other hand, the conclusions also shed light on some basic design principles behind protein networks. Introduction 1. Introduction of essentiality. The functional significance of a gene, at its most rudimentary yet fundamental level, is defined by the essentiality of that gene, i.e., how the gene in question directly relates to the fitness of the cell. In simple terms, an essential gene is one, when knocked out, renders the cell unviable. On the other hand, the cell can't survive if the non-essential gene is deleted. Non-essential genes can be found to be synthetically lethal. This is the case if cell death occurs when a pair of non-essential genes is deleted simultaneously. Because essentiality can be determined independent of knowing the function of a gene, i.e., through random transpose on mutagenesis 1, 2, gene deletion method 3, or bioinformatics 4, 5, it is a powerful descriptor and starting point when there is no other information available regarding a particular gene. Moreover, given the nature and ease in determining essential genes for simple organisms, descriptors can be determined for most genes in the organism. Why essential genes are important beyond academia. The analysis of essentiality is not only academic. The pharmaceutical industry is interested in essential genes as drug targets. The aggregation of an essential gene will kill an invading pathogen. Moreover, given the number of essential genes in pathogenic genomes, drug makers have multiple new targets, an important factor given the increase in multi-drug resistance pathogens. Introduction of yeast. In this paper, we focus our analysis on yeast. Saccharomyces cerevisiae is one of the most studied model organisms. Yeast has both an extensive list of protein interactions determined through a variety of methodologies, as well as an almost complete listing of essential gene list, determined experimentally through a PCR-based gene deletion method 3106 essential genes were discovered. Similarly, we also compiled a list of synthetically lethal genes by combining several data sets 682. Introduction to networks. What is a network? Traditionally, each protein was studied individually as fundamental functioning elements within the cell. In the post-genomic era, however, proteins can be viewed as interoperating components within larger cooperative networks. Recently, it has been shown that some protein networks, as well as many other networks, e.g. neural networks in worms, the internet and power grids 9-12, follow a power law distribution, i.e. these networks are composed of many interconnecting nodes, of which a small percentage contain an uncharacteristically large number of links. Additionally, many power law distributions can also be characterized as scale-free. The possibility for a node to have a certain number of links does not depend on the total number of the nodes within the network, i.e. the scale of the network. Introduction to Barrabás's work and Fraser's work. Protein interactions are well suited for network analysis, as seen in previous studies. 13. Each node in the network represents a protein. The edges connecting the nodes correspond to an interaction between those specific proteins. These networks have power law/scale-free distributions indicating that they are composed of a small number of highly connected proteins interacting with a large number of minimally connected proteins. 13. The scale-free network provides a high degree of stability to the cell, as many genes and/or interactions can be knocked out and yet the cell remains viable, giving the cell a high degree of error tolerance. 11. Recently, Jiang et al. Focused on the relationship between hubs and essential genes, determining that proteins with more partners, i.e. hubs, tend to be essential. 12. Fraser et al. Also observed that protein's fitness effect is positively correlated with that protein's number of interaction partners. 14. Our network, using the same methodology, we can construct a large interconnecting network of most proteins in their yeast genome. Presently, we can draw from a large body of yeast protein-protein interactions determined through a variety of high-throughput experiments, most notably two yeast-2 hybrid data sets. 15, 16, and two in vivo pull-down data sets. 17, 18. Many databases, such as MIPS7, BIND19, DIP20, etc., also record the interactions from small-scale experiments, together with the results of the high-throughput methods. We composed a comprehensive yeast interaction network by combining all these datasets, which contained 69,592 interactions among 4,957 proteins. 4. Summary of our investigation. Using our network of interactions, we attempted to expand previous investigations in three directions. We look at a more complete data set of essential and non-essential genes, and a much larger interaction network. In Jiang's analysis, there were only 500 essential genes and 2,240 interactions. In Fraser's analysis, there were only 3,541 interactions. Additionally, we compared the four key topological features for the genes in the network. We use essentiality to analyze the regulatory networks of transcription factors and their targets within yeast 2124, which is different from protein-protein interaction networks, in that regulatory networks are directed networks. Most importantly, we propose a marginal essentiality concept and further expand the analysis by examining subclasses of non-essential genes graded by their relative fitness. 5. Glossary. Before we present our results, we would like to define some of the terms that we used in our analysis. Marginal essentiality. Traditionally, when studying essentiality, genes are either described as essential or non-essential. However, we can subdivide this classification further. Non-essential genes may be found to be marginally essential if the corresponding deletion yeast strain shows a more severe phenotype than wild type. Marginal essentiality was examined through an analysis of the growth rate of cells where non-essential genes were individually knocked out. While the cell may still be viable, its growth rate may not be the same as that of a healthy cell. This difference in growth rate DG can be quantified by measuring the amount of DNA produced by the cell using DNA array technology. 25. Additionally, we also qualitatively defined the marginal essentiality of the non-essential genes by the phenotypic microarray analysis too. Network parameters. Network parameters allow for a simple, yet powerful analysis of protein interactions. Every network has specific defining and descriptive characteristics. We chose to look at four parameters in particular for both the essential and non-essential genes in the network of interacting proteins. 9, 13, 26. See figure 1a and b. The average degree k of a network relates to the average number of connections between a node and all other nodes in the network. The clustering coefficient c defines the cliquishness of each node. It is an odds ratio of observed over expected interactions between protein nodes. One looks at all the possible connections between a node and the nodes with which it is connected to determine how many of these possible interactions are actually observed, i.e. the characteristic path length L describes on average the number of intermediate nodes between two nodes of the same class, in this case essential and non-essential, and IV the diameter D of the network describes the greatest distance among the shortest path lengths between any two nodes of the same class. The shortest distance between all pairs of nodes is determined. The largest, shortest distance is the diameter. Hub and complex hub usually. Hubs are defined qualitatively as the most highly connected nodes. In this paper, we defined hubs based on the degree distribution, which is the distribution of the number of proteins with certain degrees. Given the continuous distribution of degrees for all nodes, it is difficult to provide an exact cutoff point where we can say that a node with greater than a specific number of degrees is a hub. As discussed in Figure 3 legend, we define the cutoff as the point where the degree distribution begins to straighten out. Similarly, we also propose the concept of a complex degree, i.e. the number of different complexes, as defined by the MIPS catalog of protein complex 7, that a protein interacts with, such that if the protein interacts with multiple components in a complex, it is still only assigned a complex degree of 1 for that set of interactions. And, in a similar fashion, as the standard hubs, we define complex hubs as nodes that interact with many different protein complexes. Directed networks, in-degree and out-degree regulatory networks are directed networks. The edges of the network have a defined direction. For example, in regulator network, regulators regulate their targets, not the other way around. A node in the directed network may have an in-degree and an out-degree, see Figure 1c, which are completely independent. For directed networks, it is difficult to determine their clustering coefficients, average path lengths, and diameters. Therefore, we focus on the analysis on the average degree. Results 1. Average degree for essential, non-essential proteins. In a gross comparison, we found that essential proteins as a whole are significantly more connected than non-essential proteins. Essential proteins have approximately twice as many connections, i.e. the degree associated with an essential node with other proteins, as compared with non-essential proteins, see Figure 2a. Furthermore, we rank the essential and non-essential proteins based on their degrees. Interestingly, we found that the bottom 10% of the essential proteins, on average, have the same number of links 1 as that of the non-essential proteins. However, the top 10% of the essential proteins have twice as many links as that of the non-essential proteins. These superhubs contribute the most to the difference between the average degrees of the two groups. 2. Tendency to be essential. Given that essential genes, on average, tend to have more interactions than non-essential genes, we looked into determining the percentage of hubs that are essential genes. Previously, Jiang et al. Found that hubs tend to be essential 12. We conducted this analysis on a much larger population. We found that approximately 40% of the hubs in the yeast cell are essential. Additionally, we looked into the percentage of complex hubs that are essential genes. The analysis of complex hubs as opposed to standard hubs allows us to normalize for those proteins that have a high degree of interactions because they are experimentally found to interact with multiple components of one complex, i.e. one functional interaction. Comparing the likelihood of having an essential gene in the whole yeast genome, we find that they make up only 20% of the genome. Thus, looking at the p-values, we find the large number of essential hubs to be statistically significant. Interestingly, we find a statistically significant drop in percentage of essential genes when looking at complex hubs versus standard hubs, see Figure 3. This is probably attributable to the large number of essential genes that make up many of the large complexes, e.g. ribosome proteins in yeast. Alternatively, the data set of the complexes is less complete, and perhaps this contributes to the difference between complex hubs and standard hubs. Still, it is noteworthy to point out that the number of essential genes that are complex hubs is still higher than would be expected randomly. 3. Other parameters. Moreover, in addition to interacting with a greater number of other proteins, essential proteins also tend to be more cliquish. succinctly, this means that for each node in question, its interacting partners tend to be that node's interacting partners as well. There is a high degree of interconnectivity between interacting proteins, where the cliquishness of a network is expressed via the clustering coefficient. Finally, we show that on average essential genes, even though they occur in the yeast cell, at a lower rate, 1/5 of genes, in the yeast cell or essential, they tend to be more closely connected to each other than non-essential genes, as determined through average path length 2.97 v 3.68 and maximum diameter 8 v n. We calculated p-values to test the significance of the difference between essential and non-essential genes for the degree value, clustering coefficient, and average path length C methods. We found these distinctions between essential and non-essential genes to be significant, showing that in terms of the topology of the network they have significantly different properties. Not surprisingly, the values of these topological parameters except the diameter for the synthetically filled genes are between those for the essential and non-essential ones. See Figure 1a. 4. Power law distribution. Additionally, we can see globally on log-log scale. See Figure 2b. When comparing the power law distributions of essential and non-essential genes in terms of the number of proteins that have a certain degree, that essential genes tend to have more proteins with high degrees than non-essential genes. 5. Topological parameters for marginal essentiality. We further expanded the analysis to the non-essential genes and analyzed the relationship between fitness of the deletion strain, i.e. marginal essentiality, and the topological characteristics of non-essential genes. Overall, we found linear relationships for all four characteristics. See Figure 4. In particular, we found a positive correlation for the descriptors of the local interconnectivity, i.e. degree and clustering coefficient, but found an inverse correlation between fitness and long-distance interactions, i.e. maximum diameter, and the characteristic path length. All correlations were statistically significant. Thus, the more marginally essential a non-essential gene is for the fitness of the yeast cell, the more likely it is to have a large number of interaction partners, which is in agreement with Fraser et al.'s conclusion 14. More importantly, the more marginally essential a protein is to the cell's fitness, the more likely it will be connected to another gene via a short distance, which implies that the effect of that protein on others is more direct. All the calculations only included gene deletion strains with growth rate difference smaller or equal to 20-90% genes in the data set. It seems that after 20, the average degree reaches a maximum around the degree of 37, see supplementary figure 1, and the linear relationship disappears. We found similar results using qualitative data. Phenotypes were classified as wild type weak, medium strong from a transpose on insertion data set 2. Similar to the above usage of the growth rate difference, we used the p-values as a measurement of the marginal essentiality for non-essential genes and divided genes based on their marginal essentialities in 2-3 groups. See Figure 5. We used the degree characteristic to show how genes that are more highly connected tend to cause a severe phenotypic effect on the cell when deleted. 6. Regulatory networks. Finally, we analyzed the protein essentiality within many smaller directed networks of interacting proteins, the regulatory networks, i.e. transcription factors, and the genes that they regulate. In particular, we looked at the networks from two separate perspectives, regulator population, e.g. out degree, where we are looking at a directed network of transcription factors acting on targets, and target population, e.g. in degree, where we analyze the sets of target genes that are regulated by any given transcription factor. See Figure 1c. Looking at the regulators, we divided the transcription factors into two separate groups, those transcription factors that act on a large number of target genes, and those that act on a few. We found a statistically significant difference between the makeup of the two groups in terms of the percentage of essential genes in each group. Logically, we find that the essential genes make up a larger percentage of the more promiscuous transcription factors. See Figure 6. In analyzing targets, we divided genes into 2-3 groups based on how many transcription factors act on the target. Again, we found the logical result that the targets that have the least amount of transcription factors acting on them have a proportionally higher number of essential genes in the group. Although the results for the regulators and the targets are just opposite, they actually make a lot of sense. If a regulator is deleted, the expression of all its target genes will be more or less affected. Therefore, the more targets a regulator has, the more important it would be to the life cycle of a cell. Our analysis of the regulator population has, logically, shown that the promiscuous regulators do tend to be essential. Those that are not essential may be part of redundant regulatory pathways. On the other hand, we have found that most essential genes are housekeeping genes, i.e. their expression level is much higher, and the fluctuation of their expression is much lower compared with non-essential genes. See Supplementary Table 1. Therefore, the expression of the essential genes tends to have less regulation, whereas non-essential genes often use more regulators to control when and how much the gene product should be expressed in the cell. Another possible reason is that essential proteins carry out the most basic and important functions within the cell. Therefore, their gene expression does not want to be regulated by too many transcription factors, since this makes the essential gene dependent on viability of more regulators, which makes the cell less stable. These two possible reasons may explain why genes with many regulators tend not to be essential. Discussion: we have shown how essential and non-essential genes differ in terms of their topological properties within the network of protein-protein interactions. Additionally, we have shown that genes that are more essential are more likely to behave as hubs within the networks. Essentiality of hubs: generally, scale-free networks can lose a large number of nodes and still maintain their connectivity. Alternatively, when even a few hubs are knocked out, the network tends to fall apart. Similarly, essential genes are important for the survival of the cell. Knock out a couple of non-essential genes, and the cell may continue to live, albeit probably not as healthfully as a normal cell. Knock out an essential gene, and the cell dies. Theories of hubs: how are hubs created? One theory proposes that older nodes in a network are more likely to be hubs. 27, 28. As a network grows, these older nodes have had more time to acquire additional links than their younger nodes. We could make the assumption then that essential genes are evolutionarily older than their non-essential counterparts. It was recently established that essential genes are more conserved than their non-essential counterparts. 29, as well as proteins with more interaction partners. 14. Age alone does not make a hub. It is also thought that there is some sort of preferential growth of hubs, such that the nodes that are rich with interactions get richer. If this is the case, how is it that newer nodes also become hubs? The theory is that fitness of a node also plays an important part in its selection to become a hub. Given that interactions with other proteins are important for that protein's maintenance, proteins that do not interact would seem to serve no purpose. It is logical to say that those proteins that do eventually become hubs are those that have, for the most part, made themselves integral to the cell, i.e. essential proteins. Another theory has it that hubs are more likely to be shared across genomes, whereas normal nodes tend to be more species-specific. Indeed, it has been postulated that non-essential genes are integral for evolutionary diversification between strains of bacteria. 30. Future analysis networks are useful tools in understanding cellular biology. While we focused on the broad categories of essentiality and non-essentiality in analyzing the protein interaction networks, future more comprehensive interaction and annotation data will allow for additional network analyses involving possibly functional or expression information. For example, one could investigate whether functionally similar genes interact closely with other similarly functional genes. While presently annotation is sometimes transferred from a known interacting gene to its unannotated partner, this may not be efficacious for genes whose functional cousins do not preferentially interact with each other. Additionally, it would be interesting to determine the cliquishness of interacting partners with similar expression values, given that mRNA expression does not correlate well with interaction. How many interacting sets of genes actually have similar expression patterns? Methods. degree and average degree. K, the degree of a protein is the number of interaction partners it has within the interaction networks. The average degree for a group of proteins is the mean of the degrees of all its component proteins. Clustering coefficient. C, the clustering coefficient measures the cliqueness of a given network or subnetwork, which is calculated by the formula where ith node in the network. Ki is the degree of node I. Ei is the number of edges existing between the ki nearest neighbors of node I. N is the total number of nodes in the network. Diameter D, the diameter of a given network is the maximal distance between any two nodes. The distance between two nodes is the shortest path length between them. In theory, if two nodes are disconnected in the network, the diameter should be infinite. In this calculation, disconnected node pairs are excluded. Characteristic path length L, the characteristic path length is calculated by the formula where Dij is the distance between node I and node j, and is the total number of nodes in the network. N(1/2) is the highest possible number of node pairs. Disconnected node pairs are excluded. Growth rate difference Dg, the growth rate difference for gene G deletion strain Dgi is calculated by the formula where Re, N is the growth rate of gene I on medium, N is the total number of mediums used in experiments for gene I. Dgi is an absolute value, and is therefore always positive. The growth rate difference of each gene is rounded into integers. Cumulative binomial distribution p-values for the difference between percentages of essential genes within different data sets are calculated using the cumulative binomial distribution. N is the total number of genes in certain data set, Co is the number of observed essential genes within this data set, and P is the probability of finding an essential gene within the other data set, i.e. percentage of essential genes. P-values for correlation coefficient P2 tests the hypotheses HR0, HR0, the test statistic we used is, which has the t-distribution within 2 degrees of freedom, if HR0 is true. In the formula, R is the correlation coefficient, and is the number of data points. Error bars in all figures give one, say above and below the average values.